Well, tonight for our Bible study, this is prayer meeting and Bible study, you know. And we need to study together. And these are some thoughts that I've had over the years or the past few years. And talking about study, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. And a word picture is worth a lot of words, too, much better than a voice picture. So we'll look up the scriptures together, and maybe it'll stick with us. And I want to start out tonight with the main thrust of the message, as it were, or the study. And it's something that we need to take with us every day and every minute as we go out into the world and to be a witness for the Lord. And this main thrust, we can find this in God's Word, and we find this in 1 John 3. And let's get our Bibles out and turn to it and look at it. It's in verse 3:22, and this is what the Apostle John says by the Spirit of God, inspired. And he says this: "And whatsoever ye ask, ye receive of him, because ye keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And that's what we need to take with us as we journey around day by day. You know, he talks about the commandments, and then these things are above and beyond what God has commanded us to do. Above our duty. You know, sometimes we have a duty to do so much, you know, at our work, but we can do a little bit more or whatever. You can decide for yourself what it is with you. But, you know, the Apostle John says that to do the things that are pleasing in God's sight, above the law. You know, the law says I can go so-and-so, but it might be pleasing to the Lord if we went a little bit beyond the law. I'm talking about not only his laws, but the laws of our country and the laws of where we work and them kind of laws. And so we want to think about what is pleasing in his sight a little bit. And the Apostle John says that we should keep his commandments. And you know, there's in Psalms 119, let's turn to that and read that. And this is, we're going to think about the commandments, and then we're going to come back to the things that are pleasing a little bit too. So 119 and verses 97 through 104. Let me see. And you know, David said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation day and night." My meditation all the day. See, now if you're reading, you could get the right message. You didn't have to get that extra word that I put in there, day and night, you know. I love thy law. Through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. You know, the devil is going around seeking whom he may devour. We read that, I think, in Ephesians. And you know, and I got written, I believe, in my Bible, the unguarded soul. You know? Have you guarded your soul against the onslaughts of the devil by reading his word and being fellowship with him? And then he goes on, I understand more than the ancients because I kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Boy, that's a big... I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You know, David loved the commandments of the Lord. And you know, the commandments, the Ten Commandments, are God's righteous standard. You know, and none of us can keep up with them. And it says, I think it says in James that they're our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, you know. And when we find ourselves totally lost, unable to do anything for ourselves, then we're willing to turn to the Lord. Well, you know, the Apostle John says that we should obey the Lord's commandments. We should obey his law. And you know, it's do and thou shalt live was what the Israelites, when Moses gave the law. But you know, if you didn't do, you didn't live. You know, if you didn't make the sacrifices, you weren't covered by the blood. And David, he loved the testimonies and the precepts and the words and the judgments. Yes, the Apostle John says to keep the commandments. And then we read in Mark 12, thinking about commandments, verse 29 and 31. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And this is what the Lord told his followers and as he walked. We should love our neighbor. Love the Lord with all our heart. Now, you know, it's pretty hard to do some of these things, you know. You think about it a little bit. When somebody backs into the car over there in the lot and you go out and hear that somebody backed in, what do you think? Boy, I hope it ain't mine. That's not loving your neighbor as yourself. It's pretty hard. Or you come in from out of town and you see the flames coming out of the sky, and the nearer you get to your home, the closer it looks like it's yours. And you know, you find it's just down the block a ways. And you know, what a relief comes to one's heart. You know, so love your neighbor as yourself, you know. You cannot really utterly do that. Only the Lord could do something like that. But you know, the Apostle John exhorts us to keep the commandments. But that wasn't all. And in Jude, we want to look at a verse. We're supposed to love the Lord. Jude 21. And we get it here, one of these. And it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God. You know, it's not a thing that just comes. It's a work. Diligent trying. If we want to keep ourselves in the love of God. And the Lord tells us to love Him with all of our heart. And then we read in John 15, 9 and 10. This is what He tells us. If a man keep my commandments, he abideth in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. It's not just something that comes without some work and some communication between the Lord and you. And Jude exhorted the people to keep yourselves in the love of God. And the Lord Jesus says, if ye keep my commandments, ye will be in my love. And we know that it's not easy. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6:2. And it reads like this, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and all his commandments which I have commanded thee, thou and thy sons, and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. We have to work at it. Back there in them commandments, when the Lord gave the commandments to Israel, it was a job they had to do. And it hasn't really changed in some ways even today. And in Titus 3:4, we read this, thinking about love and commandments. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward all men appeared. Yes, love is expressed out in kindness. That's the kindness of God. God so loved the world that he gave. He did something for you and for me. He gave his son to die that we might have eternal life. And thinking on this kindness end of things, in Ephesians 4:32, the apostle writes, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. You know, how much has the Lord forgiven you? 50%? 75%? All, right? All. And that's how we should forgive others. And if we want to keep the commandments, the Lord says that we should forgive one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And that's love in action. Being kind. You know, you can say that you love a person, your wife or something, but and you can bring her a lot of stuff, things and whatnot, but if you don't show kindness to her when she wants you to do something that might not just agree with your feelings at the time, their love isn't very deep, you know. It just is in a bunch of things. And you know, God gave His Son and showed His kindness towards you and me that we might have eternal life. And we should be kind. And in Corinthians 13:4, it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. You know, it has some evidence other than things. Love suffers long and is kind. And we too should be kind, show our kindness, and that would be showing our love. And you know, in our verse there, he tells us that our prayers, we should keep the commandments. And he's talking about whatsoever we ask, we should keep the commandments. And we, he says in verse 18, he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And you know, it's easy to say I love you, but it's a lot harder to show it. Do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Yes, keep His commandments. You know, some of us keep His commandments, maybe, and all of them, and we think we're actually doing good. But then we go out into the world and we don't manifest God's love to them in different ways. And you can decide that on your own. You know, I'm not going to say what it is. But you know, I try to remind myself as I'm going about meeting other people and different situations and I ask myself, well, if I do this, will the Lord be pleased with it? You know, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts and in our lives. And you know, God is also looking on. Those things that are pleasing in His sight. He's looking on, brothers and sisters. He's looking on my life and your life. And He is pleased when we do some things. And He's displeased when we do other things. In Ephesians, again, uh, It tells us in 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to edifying. And you know we have to guard against that. And then he goes on in the 30th verse, and he says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye were sealed unto the day of redemption. You know, the Spirit of God is living in my heart and my life because I've accepted Him as my own personal Savior. And He's living in yours. And the Apostle tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, we read that other verse down the line. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted. Yes, the Lord wants us to keep His commandments and love one another and be kind. Well, in 1 John 3:23, let me see if this is what the Apostle John says about the commandment. He says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He has given us commandment. That's what the Apostle John, that encompass all the other things. We have to believe. And in James 2:23, it says this about Abraham. And the scripture was fulfilled with Seth. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You know, the Lord is looking on us. He looked on Abraham. And you know, Abraham believed what he says. And you and I, we need to take God's word and to believe it. We need to read it. If you don't read it, how can you believe it? You know, and while I'm on that, I think it's good to have a little time in the morning when you just get up and you read and have a little word of prayer just before you get the day started. You know, some people talk about reading the Bible through, and I think it's a great thing. But if you're not a great reader, if you're not a great studier, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning and read 4 or 5 verses with a little comment alongside of it and take that through the day. And you know, down through the years, line upon line and precept upon precept, and the Lord can bring them things back to your thinking at the right time. But unless we put them things into our hearts and our minds, they're never going to come out. God said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know? And if we put the right things, God's word, in our heart and whatnot, day by day. Now, I'm speaking to young people or old people. It's a good habit. There's some bad habits and there's some good ones, and that's a good one. And I've tried to do that over the years. Before I get up, before I eat, before I do anything, I sit down at the kitchen table and I follow the daily bread. You can follow whatever you want, but a few verses, and it'll do you well all your life long. It'll keep you from sinning. It'll keep you out of trouble. God's word has the right thing. Well, we must please him. And in Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, we read this. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him from before he was translated. He had this testimony that he pleased God. God must have been looking at Enoch too. And he's looking at you and I today, dear friend. And are we doing those things that are pleasing in his sight? Yes, in Hebrews 13 it tells us, and in verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. To say good, it doesn't say that. It says to do good. You know, it takes some actions. And we need to do good to one another, to the household of faith, and also to those that are without, that they may see that we have something that is worthwhile going after. Yes, do good. And in 1 John 3:18, well, I read that already. Love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And the Lord is looking on us, dear brothers and sisters. He's looking for those things that are pleasing in his sight. Yes, you know, I think the Lord is pleased when we come and remember him. He says, do this in remembrance of me. He don't say you have to. He says, as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup. That's pleasing in his sight, I'm sure. And we got to do above and beyond the commandments. That's pleasing to the Lord. And God is watching you and I, day by day, hour by. He's watching us when we sleep. The Lord never slumbers nor sleeps, and he's watching us all the time. And I know that's hard to get in your mind, but we don't have a God of time. We have a God of eternity. We have a God of love, and he loves you and I, and he wants us to do as Apostle John wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he said, whatsoever ye ask, ye receive, because ye keep my commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And I would pray that whether you're young or old, that this thought of something pleasing in the Lord's sight will come to your mind as you go down out this week, next week, and the years to come. And he's looking, he's watching. And wouldn't it be wonderful for him to say, when we get up there, like Abraham, he believed God. Enoch, he had a testimony. And he said, your testimony was pleasing to me, you know. And might it be for his grace that we might please him day by day. Shall we just close now in a word of prayer? Dear Lord, we come to thee, and we thank thee for thy word, and we pray that it
might have place in our hearts and in our minds, and that it might have its a cleansing effect upon our lives day by day, that others might desire to have what we have and to know Thee as personal Lord and Savior. And separate us now with Thy blessing, and help us in the remainder of this week. Give us strength and courage and ability to live for Thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.